Hello and welcome to this mini podcast series on how to design a life you love in 2020. I'm Selena.
And I'm Vicky, and we are the founders of Project Love and the creators of the Goodbye 2019 Hello 2020 journal.
In this podcast series, we're going to be taking you through five simple and powerful steps that will help you to design a life you love in 2020 and beyond.
But before we jump to step number one, let's first get clear on what we mean by life design, what it is and what it isn't.
So, life design is not about trying to create a perfect Instagrammable life, and it's not about trying to control everything either.
Thank God. Life design is about putting your happiness and well-being as a top priority in your life. It's about designing your life so that you're filling it as much as possible with the ingredients in life that you need to feel happy, alive, and fulfilled. And it's about allowing yourself to dream and then turning those dreams into practical projects and tangible actions that will bring those dreams to life.
It's about becoming the creator of your own life and approaching life as one huge creative project.
So let's get on with giving you your first practical tool to designing a life you love.
Yes, on to step one. Now, this is the step that most people kind of want to skip past, particularly when they're keen to figure stuff out and make change in their lives. But do not miss this step out. It is essential. What is it? To pause and reflect on your journey so far.
Yes, this is so, so important. We live in a society that places a huge value on productivity and output and not enough value on input, self-care, and giving back to ourselves. It's so important that we take time for reflection, to go inwards and to take stock, looking at all that we've done and made happen, looking at all that we've learned and how we've grown, and looking at all that we're grateful for. Why? Because it's exhausting to be always asking yourself, what next, what next, what next?
Oh yeah, just you saying that makes me feel exhausted.
Right, so we need to stop and pause in life to take a moment to reflect on all that we've done and to give ourselves a high five and a pat on the back. We really don't do that enough. And as Oprah so wisely says, the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate.
Exactly. What you focus on expands. So if you're always looking at what next, then you're always going to be focusing on what you don't have and all that is missing from your life. But when you spend time reflecting all that you already have in your life and give gratitude for that, then you start aligning your energy with all that you desire rather than all that you lack. And that makes a huge difference. You go from a space of scarcity to a space of abundance and positivity. And that is the place to start from when you are designing a life you love.
Looking back on your journey so far is also a great way to do a kind of inventory of your life, helping you to identify what ingredients have been involved in the happiest times of your life this past year and previous years. And that is going to come in really handy in this next step. But before we move on to that next step, here is your homework.
Open up a blank page in your notebook or a note in your phone and write down the key milestones that have happened in your life this year. Feel free to hit pause as you take the time to write your answers down.
Now, if you're anything like us and you draw a bit of a blank at such a big question, then take a look back through your calendar month by month to help remind you of all that you've done in just 1 year. We bet you'll be surprised at just how much you've done in just 12 months.
Then on another page, write down what you have enjoyed most this year. Who are the people you've enjoyed hanging out with? What are the places you've loved spending time in? What activities have you enjoyed at work, at home, and on holiday or time off? What are you grateful for having happened in your life?
So hopefully by now you'll be experiencing how good it actually feels to look back and reflect on your life and all that you've done and experienced, and what makes you really happy. And now from this space, you're ready to move on to the next step. So join us in the next episode for step number two.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, then head on over to thegoodbyehellojournal.com and order the Goodbye 2019 Hello 2020 journal for you and your loved ones today.